Our Axe the Locker Room chat, it continues tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're joined now by the Eagles boys basketball coach, Jason Tynan, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well, coming down the home stretch here of the regular season. But, Coach, before we dive into the two games here over the next 48 hours, a couple games to recap and get your thoughts on from last week. You played Blue Valley and Frankfort, picking up good wins in both games, 65-50 against Blue Valley, and then that Frankfort game went down to the wire. You guys were able to come back, get that win by six. Take us back to those two games last week. What'd you like, what'd you see, and ultimately what you took away from those games?
You know, I think against Blue Valley, we challenged the boys. We were averaging about 38, 39 rebounds, and then we kind of had a dip there for a little bit, and we kind of challenged the boys to get back active on the glass and you know, create extra shot opportunities. And Blue Valley, we had 40 rebounds. I think we had 16, 17 offensive. And that's kind of what we want to be known for, is just getting on the glass and being active there. And then, you know, I thought we did a really good job in coming out in the third quarter. I think we went on a 15-1 run to start the third quarter in that game, and kind of separated it and kind of put it to bed early there. And it kind of got, I think it got down to 10 or 11. But it was kind of a 15-point game from there on out. And then against Frankfort, that's a quality team. You know, Loizzo and Anderson did a great job, and even Ty Smith stepped up. And, you know, they kind of took the lead from us there in the third quarter. We missed some shots, but we responded in the fourth quarter. And, you know, we're facing some adversity, and we're responding to that adversity in a positive way. And so it's a good thing to see, especially this time of year, because the later you get in the season, the more quality teams you have, and they're going to go on a little runs, and you got to face those and then respond back to them.
Yeah, and you talk about adversity and seeing quality teams at the end of the year, and you guys are going to get two quality tests here over the next two nights. You guys get Centralia on the road tonight, of course, the makeup from earlier in the week, and then you close out your regular season schedule tomorrow night at home against Clifton Clyde. Two very quality teams, of course, top-tier teams in the TBL, so a really solid way for you guys to kind of get yourself prepared for the sub-state tournament.
Yeah, and that's looking at the schedule early in the year, you kind of noticed that, or kind of had that feeling that could be the case, and you know, that as a coach, that's what you want. You want to be playing meaningful games this time of year, just to keep the edge up and I guess the excitement up of your basketball team. And so you know, we haven't had any practices, but you know, I think that the guys will be locked in. I think, you know, we're playing for, you know, Centralia, a team that, you know, is always normally put it by the bookwork. They're always competing for a sub-state title, and Clifton Clyde's been there the last couple of years, trips to state. So we like that opportunity in front of us. We got to do some things. We got to keep Centralia off the glass tonight. And then on Friday nights, we have to keep Scotchney at bay, make sure he doesn't get 40 like he's capable of.
I want to talk about the sub-state bracket. It has been released. You guys have had a tremendous season to this point, earning yourself the 2 seed and the first round bye. So your first sub-state game, the semifinal, it won't be until Monday, March 3rd. So once you finish out the regular season here, you guys are going to have a little bit of time. Get yourself prepared for that. It'll either be a matchup against Lynn or Lost Springs. But I just kind of wanted to get your thought on the format. Obviously, it's a little bit different this year and how it is all constructed. Do you feel like it's a positive where things are set now? Most coaches I've talked to at least think it's a positive, as it's closer in terms of getting potentially the best eight teams to the state tournament. Do you feel similar?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a step in the right direction. I still think that, you know, there's some room to work with as far as, you know, maybe doing a PowerPoint system where your strength of schedule comes into play a little bit. I also think that you still got to move away from the geographical side of stuff. You can go east, west, north, south, one or the two, but I think you got to, I mean, I know that one of the things is travel, but like, you know, Natoma's coming to our girls on Monday night, and they're going to have to travel 2.5-3 hours, you know, and if, you know, Victoria was a team that have to come this way, they'd have to travel 3.5 hours. So I think the travel thing we need to throw out the window. I think people will play, but just to get the best eight teams there, I think you got to get away from geographical, because some years in Northeast Kansas, there's 4 or 5 state tournament teams, and, you know, and that's in 1, 2, and 3A. And so I just think that getting away from the geographical, maybe doing a little PowerPoint system. But we did definitely take a step in the right direction this year, spreading it out a little bit. But there's still room for improvement, but we can only control what we control, so we'll play what we have to play, and hopefully it ends up in a trip to Colby in a couple weeks.
There it is. Great stuff as always. Jason Tynan, Axtell Boys basketball coach, joining us again. Back-to-back games here to close out the regular season. On the road at Centralia tonight. They're back at home tomorrow night against Clifton Clyde, and as we just mentioned, March 3rd, their first matchup in the sub-state tournament, as they had the luxury of a first-round bye. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll dive into it one more time next week before the sub-state tournament. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Brandon.